All right. It is the Jazz Show. Going to be playing jazz tonight. I've been telling you for the last couple of weeks, going to play a couple of albums. Haven't heard anybody call up and say, hey, I don't want to hear that, so that's what we're going to play. Going to play two classic albums. The first one is Sketches of Spain from Miles Davis. Just a great, great album. And the second is The Intermounting Flame, the first Mahavishnu Orchestra album. So we're going to start off with an Adagio Concierto de Aranjuez from Miles Davis off of Sketches of Spain. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You just heard Miles Davis' Sketches of Spain, classic album from 1960. Collaboration between Miles Davis and the great arranger, composer, conductor Gil Evans. The album was based around that last song you heard and the song before that, and the first song, the adagio portion of a guitar concerto by a gentleman named Joaquin Rodrigo called Concierto de Aranjuez. And Miles and Gil Evans decided, hey, let's play this and see what happens. So they started listening to it and transcribing it and playing it. And they decided, you know what, let's just build a whole album, a whole Spanish-type album around it. They did, and oh, as you can hear, the outcome was pretty darn good. I've read many, many reviews on this album. The worst, I think, AllMusic gave it a 9 out of 10. I think that's the worst review I've seen on that album. Another album that is pretty darn good is the next album we're going to play. The songs you heard, the third song on this album was called Will of the Wisp, then the Pan Piper. Second song, Will of the Wisp, then the Pan Piper, Saeta Solea, Song of Our Country, and then it was bookended by Concierto de Aranjuez, the adagio portion of that composition, and the final song was a reworking of the ending of that concierto. All right, the next album we're going to play here on the Jazz Show on KFSK 100.9 FM, KFSK.org, and KFSK typed into your mobile devices is the first album from John McLaughlin and the Mahavishnu Orchestra, The Inner Mounting Flame. It is 10:57 p.m., 39 degrees outside, 2-mile-an-hour southwest wind blowing here at the station. Nice night to sit back and listen to some jazz, which is what we're going to do. We're going to get a little different type of jazz here. We're going to start off with a song called Meeting of the Spirits from the Mahavishnu Orchestra. Here we go.
Thank you.
Well, it may not be the very first jazz fusion album. It was definitely one of the earliest and definitely the first one that really showed what a full band could do. I can argue that a couple of Miles Davis albums, some other albums, were jazz fusion first, but Mahavishnu Orchestra, under the leadership of John McLaughlin, really kind of showed what a full band could do in a fusion setting. That was the first Mahavishnu Orchestra album, The Intermounting Flame, Meeting of the Spirits, Dawn, The Noonward Race. Funny story about that song. Rick Laird, the bass player, and Jerry Goodman, the violinist, hated each other. Just hated each other. And their feud turned into an actual fist fight during the recording of that song. Started off as a guitar and drum duet. It wasn't supposed to be, but Billy Cobham, the drummer, and John McLaughlin, the guitar player, just kept going while these two idiots were beating the heck out of each other. They actually broke Jan Hammer's keyboards while they were fighting in the studio. McLaughlin liked the way it sounded. He just kept it, and the rest, as they say, is history. After that was A Lotus on Irish Streams, Vital Transformation, The Dance of Maya, You Know, the very often sampled You Know, and Awakening. So I said, John McLaughlin guitar, Rick Laird bass, Billy Cobham drums, Jan Hammer keyboards, and Jerry Goodman on violin. My name is John. It's 11:45 p.m., April 19th, 2013. Sitting in on the jazz show tonight, played some Miles Davis, played some Mahavishnu Orchestra, a couple of albums this evening. When I get out of here at midnight is going to be BBC World Service live from London. Yeah, that's where they keep the BBC nowadays. It's 38 degrees here in beautiful Petersburg, Alaska. It's been kind of cloudy, kind of drizzly, off and on throughout the day, but it's nice out there right now. Slight 1 mile an hour wind blowing here at the studio. Like I said, it's 38 degrees. It's just a nice night for sitting around and listening to some jazz on the radio. Glad you could be with me tonight. KFSK 100.9 FM, KFSK.org on the old intronet, and KFSK typed into your to your mobile devices there. Okay, we're going to finish the show off tonight with some more fusion type stuff. A guitarist named Steve Morse has been around for a long time. He's had success with quite a few bands, starting with the Dixie Dregs. Was with Kansas for quite a while. Is currently with Deep Purple, has been for, geez, quite a few years now. But we're going to play some Steve Morse from his Dixie Dregs period. And my Rhapsody just crashed. As soon as I can get Rhapsody back, we will be playing, yes, we will, we'll be playing a few Dixie Dregs songs to finish the evening off. The first one is called Free Fall. Dixie Dregs. We'll be right back. Alright, that's about all we have time for this evening. That was three from the Dixie Dregs with Free Fall, Cosmopolitan Traveler, and Take It Off the Top. Thanks for being with me tonight, Petersburg. My name's John. I appreciate you sitting in with me on this Thursday night listening to some jazz. Did some Miles Davis Sketches of Spain earlier, followed by The Intermounting Flame, the first Mahavishnu Orchestra album, and then just played three from Steve Morse and the Dixie Dregs. In about 32 seconds, we'll be going to, BBC World Service live from London, and that's going to take us overnight into the morning hours. All right, really appreciate you being with us. I will see you guys next week, Wednesday night, when my show will feature music from Scotland, Scottish rock bands. And next Thursday night, I'll be with you again on the blues show, on Chris's blues show, my last show filling in for her this month. And we'll be playing Texas.